Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
This is an email that came in to us on tubs@rte.ie from a worried mother, so called, that says, Ryan, I have a 13-year-old son in first year in secondary school. 4 years ago, he reported hearing strange noises, and he said that any noises and voices around him sounded very loud and very fast, his exact words. The duration of the episodes lasted from a few seconds to a minute or two. They started just after a very bad nightmare and lasted approximately 10 days, occurring a few times a day. After this, the episodes completely stopped and were never mentioned again. At the time, I presumed he'd suffered some sort of trauma from the nightmare, and I also put it down to his vivid imagination. However, about a month ago, as he was studying for his first year exams for Christmas, he told me that they had started up again, and he seemed to remember clearly the episodes of 4 years ago. He told me himself he felt it was stress, as he was very stressed about his exams, and he's a very conscientious, hard worker, and was taking his first real exams very seriously. I was hoping once the exams were over, this would stop, but shortly after Christmas, they started up again. And since then, he's had approximately 5 episodes, which can come out of the blue. He's a sensitive boy. He can be quite anxious at times. Having said that, he's a very happy, well-adjusted boy with lots of friends. He's doing very well at school and plays lots of sports. He has one other older sibling. His only other peculiarity is that he is an extremely picky eater with a very restricted diet. He says that even his own thoughts sound very loud, and he describes the sounds as distressing, as if there is a frightening element to it. He is reluctant to discuss it and has said he does not want to see a doctor.
Okay.
Well, that's for somebody else out there, I think, to handle. The difficulty I would have with this is he is reluctant to discuss it, which is a problem, and has said that he does not want to see a doctor. He needs to see somebody immediately, I would argue. And unfortunately, he's 13. You're the adult. You're the parent. You need to start, you know, taking the reins up a little bit and sorting it out. Unfortunately, you can't be too beholden to your children until they get a little bit older than that, okay? Not to be cold about it, but just I think you can do so much dancing around the child. The child shouldn't run the house. And it might be hard for all parties, but you need to get that sorted. And then anyone who has that bit of advice on who has been down that road, I haven't been down that road, so your advice is much more valuable than anything I have to say, will be welcome to text 51552 or email tubs@rte.ie. On the subject of the young fella who's been hearing the voices, Paul in Limerick says, I suffered the same as a child. I only found out why a few years ago. I used to hear people shouting with anger all the time, even when I was awake, and as a result I rarely slept. And there's bad energy lines running underneath his room, and if he moves to another room, it should go away. So that is, I'm not sure if that will work for everyone, but if it's your thing, try it, and if it doesn't work, go medical. But my inclination would be to go medical always first time around and see what happens after that. I'm a nurse who works in child and adolescent mental health. Your child needs an assessment. Yes, I think that's good advice. Do not leave it, as it prolongs the problem. He will get help, as what he is experiencing is not normal and it makes him feel different. Good advice there. That boy, his episode sounded like they may be a mild form of epilepsy, really. He should get a GP to refer him to a neurologist just to check it out. All great advice, exactly what we're looking for. So thanks for those. 51552. Jen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
You heard me talking about reading the email regarding the boy, the 13-year-old boy who's hearing voices.
Yes. I suppose I just wanted to get in touch just to reassure himself and his mother that more than likely it's nothing. I suppose I had a similar experience when I was a teenager myself, and yeah. I was later diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy.
Temporal lobe epilepsy?
Yeah.
What is that?
So it's a form of petit mal epilepsy. So you don't have, I suppose, the seizure that people would normally associate when they hear the word epilepsy. They think of somebody shaking or needing to be on the ground and looked after.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything like that. It had been going on for a couple of years. I suppose I didn't really, it never scared me maybe, so I wasn't quite in the same situation as the son of the lady who contacted you. But I would hear, I suppose it was like a radio going on in the background. So I might hear snatches of conversation or maybe like a replay of a conversation that happened in a dream I was having. so I suppose it was kind of going on for a while, didn't take too much notice of it, and one day I just happened to mention to my own mother that God, I've had this thing has been going on a little bit, and it just happened again, where it's like I can hear like a conversation or a bit of, so it's not really anything that's not worrying me, but I can just hear it and I don't really know what it is. So she knew what some of the symptoms of temporal lobe epilepsy were, and she recognised it as potentially being something like that. So over to the GP, referred to a neurologist, went down for a couple of visits to the neurologist in Cork, a great team down there, and had a couple of tests done, was put on medication, and within a couple of months of starting the medication, I was completely seizure-free. And I've been seizure-free for 18 years now.
And does seizure-free mean voice-free?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah.
If I hear voices now, it's probably need to see somebody else.
That's a different, that's maybe an
that's
exorcist
a whole other
or something.
Situation.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great, because I think that hearing voices like that as a teenager is probably terrifying, and also it's probably not something you really want to discuss with anyone.
Yeah, for me, I suppose I wasn't that scared when it happened. I just was getting on with my life. I probably forgot half the time afterwards. But I know for other people it could be quite scary if you don't know what it is. And if, I can understand why that young man is maybe feeling like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to go to the doctor, I don't want to have to tell anybody, people are going to think I'm mad. And probably I wouldn't have gone around telling my friends or, other people. I just happened to mention it to my mum because I have a wonderful, fantastic set of parents who are very supportive of anything myself and my brother would do. So it was never an issue to kind of go to them and say, this is something I'm concerned about. And obviously that boy and that lady who contacted you have a good relationship. He's been able to tell her, and I suppose he just needs, what I would advise is to give him the reassurance that it's going to be okay. Just go and get it seen to, because, more than likely it's going to be something very small that could be corrected very, very easily.
That is very reassuring. I would never in all my days have made the connection between hearing voices and epilepsy, and only for a text come in and then you come in. We put these questions out to listeners saying, does anyone know anything? And sure enough, every time, there's always somebody who says, I know what you're talking about. Here's how you fix it. It's wonderful. So thank you.
No problem at all. And the best of luck to him. I hope he gets everything sorted.
I think you've probably given somebody a great deal of hope this morning. So that's tremendous.
Well, that's my good deed for the day.
That's
kindness.
You have empowered kindness, even though we're not doing empowered kindness this week, so we're doing empowering meanness. So you have to commit a really mean act on somebody.
I do that. Well, maybe.
No, yeah, you can think of a few, I'm sure. Hey, Jen, have a great old day. Look after yourself.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to talk to you soon. Take care for now.
Bye-bye.